Salam dear listeners and welcome back to the studios of Radio Sai to continue our live broadcast on this beautiful Thursday. If you were listening to the live broadcast of our programs from Mandir, you would have heard the Tyagaraja Kritis being sung by the students of the Sri Sathya Sai Mirpuri College of Music this evening. It was their offering of Tyagaraja Aradhana to Bhagwan. And whenever the name Tyagaraja is mentioned, for anyone who has been in Prashant Nilayam, for anyone who has seen Bhagwan at close quarters, immediately what would come to your mind is how much Swami loved this poet saint. In fact, Tyagaraja's life is an essay, is a testament to the fact that the easiest way to reach God is through music. And what music he created. In fact, it is said that he composed 24,000 compositions, 24,000 songs, but only 700 today remain, because he never bothered about codifying whatever came out from him. He used to just sit in front of the deity and just sing his heart out. He was never bothered about the technicalities. He was never bothered about which raga am I singing and which beat I have set this song to. All he was concerned is only devotion. And out of that devotion came such pure music, such sublime music, that when the same Rama came down as Sai Rama, he just could not help but always remember this dear devotee. This devotee who touched, who struck the heart of the Lord through such sublime music. And that, I think, is a lesson for all of us who are singing bhajans, all of us who want to offer our music to Bhagwan, all of us who are into devotional musical offerings, how we should do it. How we should, during every bhajan, not just sing, but converse with our Lord. How, during every prayer session, the music that comes out from our heart emerges from that core of our being, that it touches. That part of the Lord's heart where only silence can communicate. Only melody can explain. So let us use this opportunity of bhajan singing, which Bhagwan has so lovingly bestowed on us, to converse with the Lord, to offer our everything to the Lord through music. And let every bhajan session be our session of absolute surrender and service to the Lord. So let's move on, and we will learn one more new bhajan today, like we do on every Thursday. I am Team Radio Sai Bishu. You are listening to Thursday live programs from the studios of Radio Sai. And as we begin this yet another episode of Radio Sai Bhajan Classroom, let us pause and offer ourselves at His lotus feet. Let us begin with a prayer. Let us offer our prayerful and grateful salutations at the lotus feet of our most beloved Bhagwan. Dear Lord, please bless us so that we learn to fill our hearts with pure love, and let this love then radiate itself as soulful music offered at Thy lotus feet. With this prayer, let's move on and welcome dear listeners to this fresh episode of Radio Sai Bhajan Classroom. Today we learn a bhajan which adores our Lord as Sai Krishna.
This is a Hindi bhajan and the first line goes like this.
Prem se gao mangalanam.
So that is the bhajan we will be learning now. And like always, we start with the lyrics and then we move on to learning the raga, the beat, the meaning of its every word. And in the end, we will listen to three former students of Bhagwan's university who are members of the Prashanti Bhajan group, who share their moments of divine interaction with Bhagwan, wherein Swami gave them directions about bhajan singing. So we will listen to that towards the end of the program. Let us now get started with learning the lyrics.
प्रेम से गाओ मंगल नाम गोविंद गोपाल बोलो राधे श्याम प्रेम के सिंधु दीन के बंधु करुणामया साई नयनाभिराम गोविंद गोपाल बोलो राधे श्याम हरे कृष्ण हरे राम साई राम साई राम.
Now that we know the lyrics, let's move on to learning to sing this bhajan. You will first hear Brother Ravi Kumar sing every line slowly. Anirudh will follow him as he teaches how to sing each line. You too, dear listeners, join Anirudh in singing each line after Ravi Kumar sings. That will really help you to get a grasp of how this bhajan flows.
This bhajan is being sung in the scale C sharp पंचम.
प्रेम से गाओ मंगल नाम
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 गोविंद गोपाल बोलो राधे श्याम
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 प्रेम के सिंधु दीन के बंधु
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 करुणामया साई नयन अभिरामा
करुणामया साई नयन अभिरामा
करुणामया साई नयन अभिरामा
करुणामया साई नयन अभिरामा
गोविंद गोपाल बोलो राधे श्याम
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 हरे कृष्ण हरे राम साई राम साई राम
हरे कृष्ण हरे राम साई राम साई राम
हरे कृष्ण हरे राम साई राम साई राम
Sai Ram, Sai Ram,
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 Hare Krishna, Hare Ram, Sai Ram, Sai Ram,
Hare Krishna, Hare Ram, Sai Ram, Sai Ram.
Govinda Gopala, Bolo Radhe Shyam.
So that is how this bhajan flows. You heard it in the voices of Ravi Kumar and Anirudh. And for those who are connoisseurs of music, you would really, I know, would like to know the make of this bhajan. What are the swaras behind this composition? And Anirudh is here with us in the studio. So tell us, Anirudh, what are the raga or ragas behind this composition?
Saram Vishu, as you know, it's a very beautiful composition, Prem Se Gao Mangal Naam.
Yes.
And it is one of my favorite bhajan.
Oh, we didn't know that.
And I think most of the part it belongs to Darbari Kannada.
Yes.
Which is a very well-known raga. You have plenty of bhajans in this raga, and we have done many sessions.
Correct.
Before discussing about this raga in detail.
Yes.
Some of the bhajans which come to my mind now are Gananath Pahe Gajanana. You have in Darbari that bhajan.
Yeah.
And also you have like Rama Shri Rama Chandra Jaya Jaya Rama.
Yes.
It is a very emotional raga, and
in which you can really suffuse it with a lot of power also.
Yeah, yeah. It's a very powerful, especially in the bhajans. I have observed it. You have many devotees singing, and towards the end of the bhajans, like where you sing all the fast bhajans, when we sing
Ramachandra Raghuveera, Ramachandra Ranadheera,
so much of energy is there in the notes and this raga.
You leave the bhajan session on a high.
The current is very high.
Yes. Wow.
And so in this Darbari Kannada, it's a minor raga where you have Sa Re Ga Ma Pa Dha Ni Sa Sa Ni Dha Pa Ma Ga Re Sa. These are the notes associated in the raga. The Re Shuddh, Re Ga, Ga is Komal, minor Ga.
Ma Pa Dha,
Dha is minor Dha, which is Komal Dha.
Ni Sa,
Ni is also Komal.
Sa Ni Sa Dha Ni Pa, Ma Pa Ni Pa Ga, Ma Ma Re, Sa Ni Sa Dha Ni Sa.
So this is Darbari Raga, whereas in this bhajan, if you see,
Prem Se Gao Mangal Naam.
Actually, if you see the swaras for the first line, you don't have Ga. So it doesn't give a Darbari feeling, the first line. The first line, I think it gives a feeling of the raga called Jonpuri.
Mm-hmm.
And in Jonpuri, we have
Sahara Do Bhagavan.
That bhajan is a mixture of Jonpuri and Darbari. So similar is this bhajan also. It's a mixture of Jonpuri and Darbari. In Jonpuri you have the notes
Sa Re Ma Pa Dha Ni Sa.
So you don't have Ga,
Ga. Okay.
In the Arohana
Sa Ni Dha Pa Ma Ga Re Sa.
Okay, Avroh you have.
Yeah.
Okay, wonderful. So it starts off, as you mentioned, with Jonpuri, and then after that, it is almost largely based on Darbari.
The second line, it just enters with Ga, Ga, Ga,
Sa,
Sa. Yeah,
yeah. Okay, I think that will become clear as we
do the line by line swaras.
Yes. So would you like to do a small alap on Darbari, since you like this bhajan and this raga?
I would like to do an alap, but I'm just reminded of a beautiful flute rendition by Shri Pramod,
okay,
who has played for our instrumental bhajans album. Sai Blossom product. So I am reminded of the beautiful alap he played for Gurudeva Priya Deva. It is a beautiful bhajan in this raga.
So maybe we'll have the listeners listen to the flute piece.
Yeah, definitely. I would love to listen to that again and again.
Sure. So let's do that. And maybe after the flute piece, we'll go on with our swaras.
Sure.
For letting us know of this piece, because I'm sure all the listeners would have really enjoyed listening to Pramod giving such a beautiful elaboration of
it. Was Dabari. Totally blissful music.
Absolutely. So let's move on now and do the swaras for every line.
Sure.
Arvind Sai is here along with me. So let's begin with the first line.
Prem se gao mangal naam Pama pa saida pa re re mama pa
Pama pa saida pa re re mama pa
Govinda Gopal bolo radhesham Ga 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 re ga sa sa da da ni ni sa
Ga 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 re ga sa sa da da ni ni sa
In the second time we have a small variation
Govinda Gopala
So the swaras for that is
Ga 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 ma re sa da da ni ni sa
Ga 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 ma re sa da da ni ni sa
Prem ke sindhu din ke bandhu Ma pa pa da da ni pa sa 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 re ni sa
Ma pa pa da da ni pa sa 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 re ni sa
Karuna maya sa e nayana virama Re 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 sa re ga sa sa ni ni sa ga sa da ni pa
Re 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 sa re ga sa sa ni ni sa ga sa da ni pa
Govinda Gopal bolo radhesham Ga 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 re ga sa sa Da da ni re sa
Ga 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 re ga sa sa da da ni re sa
In the third speed we generally sing Hare Krishna Hare Ram Sai Ram Sai Ram
Yes
As listeners would have heard in the tune
Yeah
So we'll do the swaras for that part
Yes
Hare Krishna Hare Ram Sai Ram Sai Ram Mama papa da da ni ni sa 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 re ni sa.
Mama papa da da ni ni sa 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 re ni sa.
Hare Krishna Hare Ram Sai Ram Sai Ram. Re 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 garjani da 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 ni ni sa sa sa.
Re 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 garjani da 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 ni ni sa sa sa.
Sai Ram Sai Ram. Padani da sa sa sa.
Padani da sa sa sa.
Sai Ram Sai Ram. Dani sani re re re.
Dani sani re re re.
Sai Ram Sai Ram. Da da ni da sa sa sa.
Da da ni da sa sa sa.
And we go back to the line Hare Krishna Hare Ram.
Hare Krishna Hare Ram Sai Ram Sai Ram. Ga 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 ma re re garjani da da ni ni sa sa sa.
Ga 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 ma re re garjani da da ni ni sa sa sa.
And it's really beautiful to know the composition and the swaras, because it's such a beautiful bhajan, and when you know a little more about it, how you can improve your singing and as well as playing in different instruments, I think it's definitely such a beautiful feeling and definitely of so much help to all those who really want to learn and sing Sai bhajans. And Anirudh, you were saying that there are so many beautiful compositions in this raga. You mentioned about many bhajans, but are there any other songs that we sing for Swami that come to your mind?
Oh yes, a very very beautiful melodious song which comes to my mind is Tu Pyar Ka Sagar Hai.
Wow.
Which I think everybody has heard that song.
Yes. And Swami's favorite.
Swami's favorite, and we sing in front of Swami. In fact, in our 85th birthday celebrations in the Prema Pravaham
program.
Yeah, in the evening program, we all sang that song.
Yes.
That had a different lyrics.
Yes.
More based on Swami.
Yeah.
And the entire music orchestration was done by Shri Rajkumar Bharti sir.
Yes.
Who did an amazing job for the song.
In fact, we have both the products available, right? In Sai Blossom store, the audio and the video.
Yeah. I definitely suggest all listeners to listen to beautiful divine music.
Absolutely.
And in fact, the original song, the source of this composition is done by Shri Shankar Jay Kishan.
Yeah.
Well-known music director.
Yeah.
And he in fact composed this song.
Tu pyar ka sagar hai. Tu pyar ka sagar hai. Teri ek bund ke pyaase hum. Teri ek bund ke pyaase hum. Tu pyar ka sagar hai. Tu pyar ka sagar hai.
It's a beautiful song. Wow. Which is very well suited for group singing.
Yes. In fact, in this bhajan also we are talking about prema ke bandho, karuna sindhu,
yeah.
Prema se gao, and the meaning also is so much in tune with what is conveyed in Tu Pyar Ka Sagar.
Yeah.
Wonderful. Thank you so much Anirudh for letting us know of this bhajan and this song, you know, both of them in the same raga. So shall we move on to the beat?
Yeah, the beat of this bhajan is regular Adi Talam, 8 beat, and the count is 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1,
Prem se gao, Mangal naam.
Prem se gao, Mangal naam.
Well, this is such a beautiful bhajan. You really feel like talking more about this raga, and I hope by Bhagwan's grace we'll have more opportunities to talk about this raga and such beautiful compositions in the future episode of this classroom. Thank you so much, Anirudh and Arvind Sai.
Thank you, Vishu.
Sai Ram. Sai Ram. We are now done with learning the lyrics, the tune and the tala of this bhajan, and it's time to move on to another most important aspect, the bhava. Bhagwan always says that the inner feeling that motivates us to sing the bhajan is what is most important, that is what will move and touch him. Therefore, to understand the bhava, we really need to know what each word in this bhajan conveys. So let us try to do that. Let's start with the first line.
Prem se gao mangal naam.
The first word is prem, meaning love. The second word is se, meaning with. And the third word, gao, means sing. The fourth word is mangala, meaning auspicious. Fifth word, naam, means name. In the present context, the word love refers to deep love for the Lord, the love with which we should adore and sing His name. During His Guru Purnima discourse in 2005, Bhagwan very lovingly said, "It does not matter whether you sing the divine name loudly or silently, because I only see the feeling behind it." He went on to add, "Wherever you are, God listens to your prayers. Chant any name of your choice, be it Ishvara, Rama, Krishna, Allah, Eshu. But always remember that God is one. You may call me by any name. I shall always respond." In fact, during the very first World Conference of Sri Sathya Sai Seva Organizations held in Mumbai in the month of May 1968, Bhagwan emphasized the importance of Namasmarana, or chanting the Lord's name, and he went on to narrate a short story. Once a small boy picked up a precious gem and he used it to play marbles with his friends. A merchant dealing in precious stones happened to pass by and his discerning eye spotted this gem. So immediately he approached the boy and he took him aside and offered to pay him 50 rupees. But the little boy got a little scared with the whole episode, someone just coming out of the blue and asking for the gem, offering him money. So he got scared and he ran to his mother and told her everything. Now the lady was a bit surprised and she told her son, "Do not go out to the compound with it. If you want to play with it, do it with your friends inside the garden." The merchant now had no sleep that night as he kept thinking of the various ways to secure the gem from the boy and his mother so that he could sell it later at a huge profit. And the next day he discovered the house of the boy and he moved up and down the road hoping to see the boy. And finally, when he did spot the boy playing with the gem, as if that gem was as cheap as a marble, he felt frustrated, he felt pained. So the merchant again went to the boy, talked to him sweetly, and he asked for the gem in exchange now for 100 rupees. And when the boy now too did not relent, he made it 500 rupees. And now again the boy was very perturbed. He simply ran inside and complained to his mother. The mother now came out and he begged the merchant to go away. The merchant now grabbed this opportunity and he said he was ready to give even 1,000 rupees on the spot if only the marble was placed in his hand. And when the mother heard this, she told her son, "You are not going to go out of the house with the gem, not even to the garden. Play with it only inside the house." The merchant, not wanting to give up so easily, he appeared again the next day in front of the house and he now offered 10,000 rupees for the marble. And the mother now refused to part with the marble at any cost. In fact, she kept it inside an iron safe now under lock and key. And when the merchant showed himself for the nth time the next day, now with the offer of 50,000 rupees, the mother took the gem to a bank and deposited it in their safety vaults. Bhagwan narrated the story and then explained, "Like this little boy, you are also playing marbles with the name of God, unaware of its value. Once you realize the worth, you will keep it in your heart of hearts as the most precious treasure. Know that the divine name is the key to your success in your search for consolation, confidence, courage, illumination and ultimately liberation." In July 1996, during a discourse teaching us how to chant these names of the Lord, Swami narrated a small episode involving Radha, the greatest devotee of Lord Krishna, and Yashoda, the foster mother of Krishna. Once Yashoda was frantically searching for Krishna everywhere and she bumped into Radha. And Yashoda asked her, "Oh Radha, have you seen my child? Has my Gopala come to your house? I have searched in all streets and have gone to all houses but I cannot find him. Have you seen him anywhere?" And then Radha just closed her eyes for a moment and chanted the name of Krishna with her heart full of love. And Swami says, at that very instant, Krishna appeared there. Yashoda was shocked. It was an eye-opener for her. And she told Radha, "All along I thought Krishna is my son and I am his mother. I have been thinking that no one else has more love for Krishna than me. I thought no other person in this world gives him as much unlimited love as I give him. But now I realize that your love for Krishna is much more superior and in fact much more endowed with power. There is so much power in your love that the moment you remembered him with love, he manifested right now and here." Swami narrated the story and went on to explain and assert how potent is chanting the name of the Lord, but when done with a heart beating only for him. So this line, "Prema Se Gao Mangala Naam," exhorts all of us to sing any of the various names of the Lord, but sing it with great love for him. Let's move on to the second line.
Govinda Gopal Bolo Radhe Shyam.
Here the first word is Govinda and the second word is Gopala, both names of Lord Krishna. Being born in Mathura to Vasudeva and Devaki, Lord Krishna was brought up by his foster parents Mother Yashoda and Father Nanda, who belonged to the cowherd clan of Vrindavan. As he grew up, he too, like other boys of his age, played the role of a cowherd boy and tended to the cows. He took them for grazing in the pastures and so on, and thus he bears the name Govinda and Gopala, as Go in Sanskrit means cow. Now Bhagwan explains that cows here represent the animal tendencies within us. And so Govinda and Gopala mean the loving Lord who tends to us and who subdues our negative qualities. Bhagwan also says Go means beings or souls or individuals. So Gopala is he who tends the souls, who keeps them away from harm, who encourages them to rest in peace and who guides individual souls towards goodness, towards happiness and towards truth. The third word is Bolo, meaning chant. The fourth word is Radhe, referring to Radha. Bhagwan says the word Radha does not refer only to a woman. We should understand that anyone who surrenders himself completely to Krishna becomes Radha. Once Krishna saw that Radha was determined to end her life on the sand dunes and he came to see her. And Radha then prayed, "Oh Krishna, these cows are mischievous and naughty. I am waiting to hand them over to you. Today, if you agree to let my cows merge in you, I will be very happy. I will give the feed for the cows also. I am hoping that by association with you, the bad qualities in the cow will be removed." After Bhagwan narrated this, he explained and he said what Radha actually meant. Swami said, we should understand and examine the inner meaning of what Radha said when she made this request. When she talks of her cows, she means her senses, which have been troubling her in many ways. There is neither a chosen place nor a chosen time for such trouble from the senses. These sensory organs do not submit themselves to the effects of changing times or of changing environment. She was troubled greatly by her senses, and Swami says Radha acknowledges that Krishna has created the sensory organs and that he alone has mastery over them. The letter Go means organs, and by requesting Krishna to look after the organs, she was surrendering to Krishna her ability to use the organs independently. The fifth word is Shyam, one of the many names by which Lord Krishna is addressed. It describes Lord Krishna as the one with a complexion as dark as the rain-bearing clouds. Baba says, Krishna draws the mind away from sensory desires and pulls it towards Him. The mind is pulled away from everything else, for everything else is inferior, less valuable. Krishna satisfies the deepest thirst of man, the thirst for peace, for joy, for wisdom. That is why He is Megha Shyama, dark blue as the rain cloud. The very sight of the rain cloud is so refreshing, and that is how the Lord is. So full of promise, hope, and full of benediction. So when we sing this line, Govinda Gopala Bolo Radhe Shyam, let us chant the name of the Lord and pray to Him just like Radha did. Let us surrender to Him completely and beseech Him to take control over our sense organs, because He alone can master them. Let's move on to the third line.
प्रेम के सिंधु दीन के बंधु.
Here again the first word is prem. In this context it means divine, selfless, unconditional love. The second word is ke, meaning of, and the third word is sindhu, meaning ocean. The fourth word dina means those who are forlorn and distressed. And the last word bandhu means well-wisher. There is a very beautiful incident narrated by Brother Amey Deshpande, currently a research scholar in the Satya Sai Institute of Higher Learning. Once an elderly devotee asked Bhagwan, Swami, how is that you love us all so much? You know our shortcomings, you know our failings. In fact, most of us do not even deserve your love for all the mistakes and the sins that we may have committed, but still you love us so much. And Swami replied, love is my nature. I don't have to separately will for my love to flow. It is not distinct from me. It is what I am. In fact, I do not know what it is to be without love. In 1995, Swami called Amey and his mother for an interview. At that time, the water project was in full swing and Swami was giving his undivided attention to it. In the interview room, Swami began to explain the water project in great detail. He talked about the intricacies and difficulties in pumping water over the hills, digging the pipes and constructing the summer storage tanks, and even spoke of the cost involved. And as he was narrating this, Bhagwan said, I have already hypothecated the Vrindavan ashram to get the amount to complete the water project. And Amey and his mother were shocked at this statement, and they wondered why. In their hearts they saying, Swami, why did you have to do this? And Swami went on, Swami said, I am ready to sell everything to complete this project. And Amey says that is something that is etched in his heart forever. Because Bhagwan said, I am ready to sell even myself. This simply stunned Amey and his mother, and they were flabbergasted. They covered their mouths with their hands because they just couldn't believe what they were hearing. And then Bhagwan asked Amey and his mother, do you know what is my price? And then, with a twinkle in his eyes and a little smile on his lips, Swami said, in a most enchanting manner, Swami said, I will sell myself for a tiny bit of pure love, for that is the only thing that can buy me. The Lord had in fact disclosed His MRP, or rather His maximum reliable price, a tiny bit of pure, unsullied, unconditional love is all that He needs. The Lord, who is the ocean of love, is indeed the well-wisher of the forlorn and the distressed. It is His unbounded love for all humanity that made Him undertake so many welfare projects that have benefited and continue to benefit all mankind. So in this line, Prema ke Sindhu, Dina ke Bandhu, we bow reverentially to the Lord, who is the mighty ocean of love, the mighty benefactor of the distressed and forlorn. Let's move on to the fourth line.
करुणामया साई नयन अभिरामा.
The first word here is Karunamaya, coming from Karuna means compassion and Maya means full of. The second word is Sai, referring to our beloved Lord Sai. The third word is Nayanabhiram, coming from Nayana and Abhiram. Nayana means eyes and Abhiram means beautiful and pleasing. Nayana Abhiram thus means the Lord who is the apple of our eye, or He whom the eyes are pleased to behold. So in this line, Karunamaya Sai Nayana Abhiram, we hail Lord Sai as the one who is full of compassion, the one who pleases our eye with His beauty, with His everlasting radiance. Let us move on to the fifth line.
Govinda Gopal Bolo Radhe Shyam.
This is a repeat of an earlier line of this bhajan. And now let us move on to the lines which are sung in the third speed. The first line is sung in two variations of tune.
Hare Krishna, Hare Ram, Sai Ram, Sai Ram. Hare Krishna, Hare Ram, Sai Ram, Sai Ram.
The first and third word is Hare, which refers to Lord Vishnu, who is also known as Hari, the remover of illusion. Baba says that Hari means a remover or destroyer, because he destroys the hurdles on the path of sadhana, on the path of spiritual discipline. The second word is Krishna. One meaning Bhagwan gives is that Krish means attract or draw towards, as in Akarshana, or the power to attract. Another meaning is that Krishna is derived from Krish, which means to cultivate. So in this sense, Krishna means he who weeds out negative qualities from the hearts of humans, and he sows the seeds of positive traits like love, joy, happiness. The fourth word is Ram, which literally means he who pleases. Ramyate iti Ramaha. The word Sai Rama occurs twice in this line, and it refers to the same Lord who incarnated as Rama eons ago, come again as Sai Rama in the current time. So in this line, Hare Krishna, Hare Ram, Sai Ram, Sai Ram, we call out to the universal Lord by various names such as Hari, as Krishna, as Rama, as Sai Rama. Let us move on to the next line, which is sung in three variations of tune.
Sai Ram, Sai Ram, Sai Ram, Sai Ram, Sai Ram, Sai Ram.
In this line too, we glorify the Lord by chanting His name, Sai Ram, Sai Ram. Let's move on to the last line.
Hare Krishna, Hare Ram, Sai Ram, Sai Ram.
This again is a repeat of an earlier line. And now with this, we have finished understanding the meaning of every word of this bhajan, at least to some extent. Now with this understanding and with this feeling in our hearts, let us proceed to listening to the complete version of this bhajan as it is sung by the students of Bhagwan's University in the Prashanti Nilam Mandir.
Prem se gao mangal naam, prem se gao mangal naam, Govinda Gopal Bolo Radhe Shyam. Govinda Gopal Bolo Radhe Shyam. Prem ke sindo, deen ke bando. Prem ke sindo, deen ke bando.
Karuna Maya Sai Nayana Abhiram.
Small excerpt from a presentation made during the National Bhajan Workshop held in the Vrindavan Ashram in June 2013. Three members of the Prashanti Bhajan Group, Ravi Kumar, Amay and Siddhartha, share their learnings about bhajan singing that they have experienced directly from Bhagwan himself.
The other way is, it's a little the disclaimer and a caution here. Another way of getting bhava is to sing the bhajan as if it was your last bhajan. Eventually you will be right one day. Eventually one day will be your last bhajan. Because especially when we are in our samitis, we sing Thursday to Thursday. Who has seen the next Thursday? Can any of us seated over here say that I am going to sing next Thursday or next Sunday? So imagine if we consider that that is the last bhajan that we are going to sing. And I am reminded of one beautiful story that happened in our samiti. There was a gentleman who sang Parthishwari Jagajanani. He was a beautiful harmonium player. And he just sang the bhajan. It was such a moving bhajan. And as he finished, Charanam Sharanam Sai Mama, and he just collapsed on the harmonium and breathed his last. What a dream death. You know, what a dream demise. Probably each one of us crave to go like that, isn't it?
So that was a small excerpt from the National Bhajan Workshop held in the Vrindavan Ashram in June 2013. And with that, we've reached the end of the present episode of Radio Sai Bhajan Classroom. We hope you enjoyed it and also found it useful and insightful. We eagerly welcome your feedback or requests or suggestions. Please feel free to write to listener@radiosai.org. The audio engineers for this program are Sunil and Abhishek. The background score was done by another alumnus from Chennai, T.S. Ramakrishnan. With hearts full of love and gratitude, we place this humble offering at the lotus feet of our most beloved Bhagwan.
So with this, it's time to conclude this segment of Thursday Live. I'm Team Radio Sai's Bishu and my colleagues Prem and Sai Prakash are waiting to take over for the next program, Shravanam Mananam Nididhyasanam, our series on Thursday nights based on Bhagwan's discourses. I will be back in an hour after this program for a fresh episode of Outside Inside, Deep Inside. And today, we are going to listen to two interesting conversations. And both of them will celebrate the 13th anniversary of Sri Sathya Sai Institute of Higher Medical Sciences, Whitefield. Yes, this hospital in Bangalore completes
13 years of healing with love. And today we'll listen to Dr. Valeti Chaudhary, who is the chairman of cardiac sciences of both these hospitals, sharing his reflections about where this hospital has come and how it has been in the last 2 years and the different developments that they have undertaken for the patient's welfare in the recent times. And then we'll move on to another very interesting conversation with an alumnus of Bhagwan's University who is now working for 13 years in Baba's hospital in Bangalore, Mr. Satish Chandra. He's someone very special because a couple of weeks ago he undertook this bicycle yatra. Yes, he was on the bicycle touring the length and breadth of the state of Kerala for 10 days. He rode on the wheels 450 kilometers. Going where? Going to the houses of the patients treated in both the hospitals. As you can imagine, it would have been a very, very special, extraordinary experience. An experience of circulating the love of Bhagwan from the doctors to the patients and back. So we are going to listen to him, the first part of this conversation, and of course to Dr. Valeti. So all this is coming up 1 hour from now, first for Outside, Inside, Deep Inside. For the moment, Shravanam, Mananam, Nididhyasanam. Keep listening. Thank you so much for being with us all the while. Sai Ram.